No, very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. Good to be back with you. You are listening to the Marlins Rewind. And last night, the middle game of a three-game weekend set between the Marlins and the Pirates, a showdown between Dan Straley and Ivan Nova. With the recap, here is Glenn Geffner.
Well, in his very first pitch of the night tonight, Ivan Nova, the veteran right-hander for the Pirates, got D. Gordon to ground out to shortstop, and he was basically in complete and total control from that moment on as Nova goes all the way with a three-hit, no-walk, seven-strikeout shutout as the Pirates beat the Marlins 4-0 tonight. They've won the first two games in this three-game series. Nova for the Pirates, Dan Straley coming off a 14-strikeout gem against the Padres from Miami tonight. And we were scoreless into inning number two at Marlins Park. The Pirates got a leadoff double from their left fielder, Gregory Polanco. Two outs later, though, Polanco was still at second base. Pittsburgh needed a big two-out hit from Jordy Mercer.
The pitch on the way and a line drive, base hit up the middle. Polanco is going to come around and he'll score, and it's 1-0 Pittsburgh.
And little did we know in the top of the second, that was all that Nova was going to need tonight. After allowing a one-out double to Martin Prado in the first inning, Nova got Yelich and Stanton. He struck out two in a perfect second inning, struck out two in a 1-2-3 third inning, a couple of ground balls and a pop-up in a 1-2-3 fourth inning, allowed a leadoff hit to Justin Bour, the Marlins' second hit in the fifth, but retired the next three men, and instead a 1-0 Pittsburgh lead all the way into inning number six. Straley, after allowing that RBI single to Mercer in the second inning, had settled in. He was rolling along pretty good, too, until that sixth inning. He struck out the leadoff man, Josh Harrison, but then Josh Bell singled. Andrew McCutchen drew the first Pirates walk in the ball game, two on, one out. Gregory Polanco then walked, back-to-back one-out walks. That loaded the bases. Francisco Cervelli stepped up, and he worked the count to 3-2 against Straley.
Straley's got the sign. Here's the pitch. And that missed inside. He walked in a run. It's 2-0 Pittsburgh.
That would be Straley's 94th and final pitch of the night. He would leave the bases loaded to Brad Ziegler. Ziegler facing John Jaso. And again, the count went full.
Pirates at every base here in the top of the sixth. And here it comes, 3-2. And that's low and in. And he has walked Jaso. Four consecutive walks, three of them issued by Straley. This run will be charged to Straley. And it's 3-0 Pittsburgh. They're getting some gifts handed to them here.
Well, Ziegler came back and induced a double play ball off the bat of Jordy Mercer, 4-6-3, to get out of that sixth inning. But it was 3-0 Pirates. And the way that Nova was going, he was in a real good position in this ballgame. Marlins went down 1-2-3 in the sixth inning. They went down in order in the seventh. They got a leadoff single from Marcell Ozuna in the eighth, just the third Marlins hit of the night, but Ozuna was promptly erased on a Realmuto double play ball. 5-4-3, a beautifully turned double play with the third baseman, Josh Harrison, diving to his left to field the ground ball, making a good throw to the second baseman, Gift Ingope. Ingope then a quick turn to double up JT, who runs well. Then Adania Echeverria, a fly ball to right, and the Marlins wasted the leadoff hit in the eighth. We went to the ninth, 3-0, Pittsburgh on top. A.J. Ramos needs some work. It's been a while since he's had a save chance for the Marlins. So A.J. on to pitch the ninth inning, and he was greeted rather rudely by John Jaso.
Here's the pitch, and Jaso, first ball hitting, skies one out toward right center, going back, Stanton climbing the wall, Stanton, and it is gone.
So at 4-0 after Jaso's first home run of the season, the only question was, could Ivan Nova go all the way in this ballgame? In the ninth, he faced Derek Dietrich leading off. Derek pinch hitting. He just missed a home run with a long drive deep down the right field line that just did go foul. And he just missed a home run to center field, hitting a ball to the warning track just to the left of the 407 sign that was tracked down out there by Andrew McCutchen. So it was a loud first out in the ninth for the pinch hitter, Derek Dietrich. Then D. Gordon hit a ball back to the first base side of the mound. He was thrown out by Nova 1-3. So with two outs in the ninth, Nova at 94 pitches trying to throw a complete game shutout here in Miami.
Here's the 1-2. A swing and a comebacker. Nova has it, runs it partway, flips the ball to Jaso. He has gone the distance. Ivan Nova has pitched a complete game, three-hitter against the Marlins here in this one tonight, and a 1-2-3 ninth inning, nothing across for the Marlins.
The complete game. What an effort by Nova. That's our move of the game tonight, brought to you by Greek Moving and Storage, the official movers of the Marlins. Make your next move the best move ever with Greek Moving and Storage. Learn more at GreekMoving.com. Pirates win it 4-0 for Pittsburgh. Four runs, six hits, no errors, six runners left. For Miami, no runs, three hits, no errors. The Marlins leave two. Nova goes all the way, a three-hit shutout, no walks, seven strikeouts, 95 pitches, 65 strikes. He's the winner, improves to 3-2. Dan Straley, the loser, he went 5 1/3, four hits, three runs. He walked three, the last three men he faced, struck out five, 94 pitches, 63 strikes for Straley, who drops to 1-2. Time of the ball game was 2 hours, 31 minutes. We cut an hour off of last night's game time, an hour exactly. And a big crowd goes home disappointed tonight. 33,152 were here to see it on University of Miami Family Night, thanks to all those orange and green wearing canes who came out to the ballpark tonight. Hope you'll come back. Better days ahead. Pirates win it 4-0. Pittsburgh improves to 11-12 on the season. Pirates now have won three in a row after losing 6 of 8. The Marlins fall to 10-12. Now 500, 4-4 at home. They've lost four in a row for the first time this year. They've dropped 7 of 10 after previously winning 7 of 10. Our Aquafina stat of the game tonight for Ivan Nova, his second complete game already here in 2017. There are only three National League pitchers with one complete game. Tyler Chatwood of the Rockies, Madison Bumgarner of the Giants, Zach Greinke of the D-backs. Nova has two. In the American League, one pitcher has thrown two complete games this year, Marcus Stroman of the Blue Jays. So Nova and Stroman tied for the Major League lead with a couple of complete games. This was the first complete game shutout thrown in the National League this season. There have been a couple in the American League, the Yankees' Masahiro Tanaka and Cleveland's Corey Kluber. For Ivan Nova, his eighth career complete game, his third career complete game shutout. It was all Ivan Nova, all Pirates. They win it 4-0.
So the Marlins looking for a victory against the Pirates. They'll look to salvage a game in this series this afternoon at 1:10. Following this afternoon's ball game, the Marlins will host the Tampa Bay Rays on Monday and Tuesday before heading to Tampa on Wednesday and Thursday. Then it's off to New York on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But after that, the Marlins home a lot in the month of May. So if you're looking to join us, please do go to marlins.com/tickets. The last of three between the Marlins and the Pirates at Marlins Park this afternoon. It's a 1:10 first pitch. Come join us. We'll be on the air at 12:40 on the Marlins Radio Network.